The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
And welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday. It's June the 8th, and we're glad you're with us. We've got a special program today. My two good friends from Boonville, Missouri, got up at the crack of dawn to drive all the way to Columbia, Kathy Barton and Dave Farah.
It's always great to see you.
Hey, good to see you. You know, the last time you were on, it was right before the Big Muddy Folk Festival.
I remember.
And then we came out to the Big Muddy, and it was outstanding. After 25 years or 20 years of talking to you about it, the first time we've been there, and I was so impressed by the music and by the enthusiasm of the audience. And Dave, I had to tell you, your emceeing
well,
was great.
Yeah,
well,
he does a nice job with it.
Yes,
that's
he does a very nice job. What was so refreshing watching you emcee was the fact that you were just talking to the audience. You were talking to all of us, and we felt like we were sitting in your living room listening to you.
Well, that's quite a compliment, actually. I think that's the way folk music is best, is to have this sense of being in a living room.
Yeah.
And, you know, Paul, Thespian Hall is just such a wonderful place to have music there. I've always believed that. You just come out there and you can just tell. And I think even if you come into Thespian Hall for the first time, you get the sense, oh, this is a cool hall, a lot of cool things that have happened here. And I think that's the spirit that lives in that
place. Oh, I think so, too.
And it meant a lot that you came to
James and I both enjoyed it very much. Now, you're going to do a song now. This is a Civil War song.
Yes.
And it's the viewpoint of a tree.
Of a tree.
It sees a battle during the Civil War, The Sticks That Made Thunder. It was done by a group called the Steel Drivers, who I just really love now.
Okay, so think of a big, massive oak tree telling its story of what it saw.
Yes.
Okay, Kathy Barton and Dave Farah.
Thanks.
They change with the sun. My branches were higher than anyone on the hillside on the day that I watched them all come. The sky in the winter, some were as blue as the night. They came like a storm with the light of the morn, and they fell through the whole day and night. Their colors flew high as they danced in the sky, as I watched them come over the hill. Then to my wonder, sticks that made thunder, and such a great number they stand. When the light came again, there was death on the wind, as the buzzards made way for the worms. And the little white trees don't bend in the breeze for the ones who will never return. Their colors flew high as they danced in the sky, and I watched them come over the hill. Then to my wonder, sticks that made thunder, such a great number lay still. They come when I call them and answer the best that they can. But all they can see is what they used to be, and that's all that they understand. Their colors flew high as they danced in the sky as I watched them come over the hill. Then to my wonder, sticks that made thunder, such a great number they said. Their colors flew high as they danced in the sky as I watched them come over the hill. Then to my wonder, sticks that made thunder, such a great number they said.
I like that a lot. Beautiful. That is a beautiful song.
It's a very creative way of
looking
at it.
I hope you do that song a lot when you're doing your performing.
Well, we're doing a lot more Civil War things lately.
Good.
So, yeah, we probably will. But
it's not on CD yet.
No, not yet.
Okay.
No, the Steel Drivers do a great version of it, though. And, you know, Michael Henderson wrote that song. And Henderson was I don't know if you remember the Mid-Missouri Hell Band back in the 70s. He was around here.
Very popular.
Great musician.
Right. So. Well, if you want to hear Kathy and Dave's music on CD, how can they go about that?
Oh, they can talk to us. They can notify at www.bartonperra.com.
Three W's.
Yes.
www.bartonperra.com. Okay. All right.
And, or they could give us a call, you know, and there's our recordings are in places around town. And in Boonville, they're at the Ed Scrivener's Family Shoe Store in different places.
So, Historical Society.
Yeah.
Okay. Our phone number is area code 660-882-7821. Okay, but don't call before Radio Friends come on.
That's right.
Hey, we're out of time for today. Thank you
Good
so much. You want to play out for us?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay.
We'll tell you that our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And to hear this program or watch it, go to KBIA.org, click on Radio Friends, sign up for a free podcast or a vodcast. Monday, Camp Ketchup Wrath. We'll see you then. Keep playing.